Last week, the US Senate voted against giving President Barack Obama the power to fast-track the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, a trade agreement being negotiated between the US, Australia and 9 other countries in the Asia-Pacific region. It is believed the TPP will pass the Senate by the end of this week before US Congress goes into summer recess. Dr. Patricia Ranald is the convener of the Australian Fair Trade and Investment Network. She spoke with The Wire's Judith Peppard about why the TPP is attracting so much opposition.
One of the most controversial issues is about special rights for all foreign investors to be able to sue governments for damages if a change in domestic law or policy harms their investment. Now, Australia is currently being sued by the Philip Morris Company using an obscure Hong Kong investment agreement to try and sue for damages over our plain packaging legislation, even though that was passed through our parliament. The tobacco companies tried to challenge it in the High Court, and they were, under Australian law, they're not entitled to compensation. But they have gone off using this investor right to sue to an international tribunal.
And how common is it that trade agreements are used to sue governments?
US companies have sued the Canadian government or governments in South America over health and environmental law. In Canada, the Lone Pine Mining Company is suing the Quebec provincial government because it refused or suspended decisions about a shale gas mining license. The Veolia company, which operates in Australia, it's an international French-based company, is suing the Egyptian government over contract issues for a waste disposal contract. One of the reasons they're citing for claiming damages is that there has been a rise in the minimum wage. Now, that is very disturbing because it means ISDS, or investor rights to sue, can be used to claim damages for basic workers' rights. Australia has a bilateral trade agreement with the United States, which was done under the Howard government, and John Howard refused to have that provision. The current government says that they are prepared to agree to it in exchange for other concessions, for example, more agricultural products being able to go into the US. Now, we say that this is a wrong basis to be making decisions. We should not allow foreign companies to be able to sue governments over democratic law, and we shouldn't be trading that off or using it as a bargaining chip.
So if this goes through, how will ordinary Australians be affected?
There could be delays in cheaper generic medicines coming onto the market, and that would mean that medicine prices would stay higher for longer, which means higher costs for our pharmaceutical benefit scheme and pressure for us to pay higher prices at the chemist. On copyright, it could mean that if you download certain material from the internet, you would not only be fined, but you could face criminal penalties, and you would have to pay copyright payments for longer. It could mean that communities who succeed in getting governments to pass progressive legislation, like environmental legislation, could find that if the government makes a decision based on that legislation, they could be sued for damages.
There have been a number of free trade agreements over the years. Do we have any evidence that this has been beneficial to Australia?
A study of the economic outcomes of the US-Australia Free Trade Agreement was done by very respected economists at the Australian National University in January, and they found after 10 years there were zero economic benefits from that agreement. The medicines and the copyright and the right of investors to sue governments are all about expanding the monopoly rights of corporations. They're not about free trade.
What is the current status of the negotiations? Like, where are they up to?
Well, this is their sixth year, and they've missed many deadlines, partly because there have been social movements which have pressured governments not to agree to these demands. In the US, there is a big movement against it. Under their constitution, their Congress can actually amend a trade agreement after it's been signed. And so at the moment, they're having a huge debate in their Congress because the administration wants them to pass special legislation called Fast Track, which means they can only vote yes or no. They can't amend it. That debate has been going on for a month. It doesn't look as if they have the numbers to pass the Fast Track legislation. And other governments are saying if they don't pass it, those other governments are not willing to finalise the agreement unless they can get an assurance from the US that the agreement won't be amended by Congress.
What about the Australian government?
The Australian government is supporting the agreement. I think it's true that because of the campaigns in Australia around medicines copyright and also about investor rights to sue, at this stage none of those issues have been finalised.
Dr. Patricia Ranald is the convener of the Australian Fair Trade and Investment Network. She was speaking with The Wire's Judith Peppard.